we mentioned Masusa, right? That's the beginning of the next part of the Gemara. What is a Masusa? A bathhouse. Why do we call a Masusa a bathhouse? Or a bathhouse a Masusa? I don't know, right? It's a word. So the Ramban in Chumash keys us in on the etymology here. The Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach is discussing the pasuk by Yovek Ish Imo, and he points out that often the Aleph and the Ches can switch, and he wants to tie the word by Yovek to as if it would be with a Ches, Chavika. Avuka is made out of small twigs that are chagurim uksurim yachad, that are tied, braided together, like a chagura, like a belt. So he calls it avuka, like a chagura, also chavuk, like they're attached. And he says ki haches tichbad v'lishonam v'ekelu osa la'alef. Sometimes the ches is harder to pronounce, so they make it softer and they change it, the sound of a ches to an aleph. And pa'amim rabin, says the Ramban, sometimes, oftentimes, yavliu haches. They will drop the ches out. Tusach means under you. Kimo techusach, a tachas. Or masusa b'makom maschusa. What does he mean? Masusa is a bathhouse, and so is maschusa. He's referring to a Gemara, it comes up in Gemara Kiddushin, Lamed Gimel, having to do with the Yom of Hidur, and where you have to stand up, a Talmud Chacham, and it talks about the Beis HaMerchatz, whether Yamod Mipanav or not. In fact, the Gemara, there's no Chi of Lamod, but HaRav Chiyo Havi Yosef Bei Maschusa. Zot Rashi, over there. What's Maschusa? Merchatz. Kedem Targeminan Vayirchatz Ve'Aschei. The Lashon Rechitza, like it says, Vayirchatz Panav Ve'Aschei. So you understand that maschusa, the samaches, that's the shoresh, meaning rechitza, the equivalent in Aramaic of the word rachatz. And so what the Ramban is saying is, masusa is really the same as maschusa, the ches drops out. So now we have in our parsha the mitzvah of making a kiyor. And what is the purpose of the kiyor? It says in the Torah that you make the kiyor, the rachatza, to wash. And this is the word that's used often in Chumash, rachatza, rachatz. And if you look in the Targum always, except for here, by the Kiyor, you'll see the Lashon of the Targum is aschei, like Rashi quoted there in Kiddushin. Interesting, however, is here by the Kiyor, Unkes is Mishana the Lashon. He doesn't say that normal translation of the word rachitza that he usually chooses in the Lashon, Aleph Samaches, aschei. He says Kiddush. By contrast, if you go Parshas Pekudei, so again by the Kiyor he'll say Kiddush, but just a few psukim earlier where it says that V'rachatzta osam b'moyim pasuk perik mem pasuk Yud Beis V'rachatzta osam b'moyim V'saschei yason b'maya. Normal translation. The Ramban is sensitive to this here in Parshas Kisisa, that the Unkos is being Mishana the Lashon. The Ramban talks about the Indian of the Kiyor, and he says Lefi Pshuto, what's the purpose of the mitzvah of washing your hands and feet before you're doing avoda? So the Ramban initially, V'rachatzu arnovanav mimenu harachitza azu derach kavod shalomala. It shows respect. Kiko akorev l'shulchan amalachim l'shareis v'liga b'paspag hamelech v'yayin mishka v'rochis yadav. Protocol, you're coming in to the king's palace to be involved, to serve, you wash your hands. You know, what do they call it outside? Frilo, right? What is it called? What? Pirel. So you wash your hands. It's a formality. Bavur hayos haydaim askanios. The hands are busy, and it's be dirty. Vahos habirchos vadlayim. Bavur hayos hakonim misharsim yechefin. They're walking barefoot as well. The yesh bivnei adam sheyesh biragleim zuam avikiyot. People could be dirty, so that's the pshuta. shows a certain sense of respect and cleanliness. Then so Derech HaEmes is a whole other idea here, and he talks about the remazim of Eser Spiros, 10 fingers, 10 toes, and it has to do with the whole body, the head to the toe, and everything in between. Whatever he means, they're totally out pikabola. And then he says, V'rachitza azos le'kedusha. V'rachitza is kedusha, and therefore tirgei moso unklis as kiddush. And Rabbeinu Bachaya is more barichus, make the same point in unklis. He says, ulkach tirgei unklis nivas v'rachat tulash in kedusha. V'lo tirgei v'yaschun kimishpato b'shar mekomos. Dr. Rabbeinu Chaya, Kilirmos, Ki Akoin HaOved, Mislabesh, Miskadesh, Bekdushas, Eses, Spiros. The Indian of the Kiyor, therefore, is not just a cleanliness issue, but it has to do with all kinds of deeper, loftier Inyanim. There's a Targum Yonasan in Parshas Pekudei in connection to the Kiyor, in Asata Sakir Perak Mem Pasuk Zayin. Nasata Sakir Beno Omoy Vina Mizbeach. He positioned it in Omoy Vina Mizbeach. Nasata Shomoyim. Says Targum Yonasan, the seat ten taman moy mitul chovaya da hadrin betyufta the shadyan akmi mushon hen kemaya. He connects it to tshuva, the idea of water shifchi kamayim libech nochach pnei Hashem. So he connects the water of the kiyor with the notion of tshuva, and the kiddush has to do with some element of tshuva. Fascinating. Rabbi Simon Yeshiva here in the Sefer Mebaruch has a very nice comment of the Shem Yishmuel, where he also develops the idea of the kiyor being the notion of tshuva, and explains that's why it was positioned right between the Mizbeach and the Ol Moed, the Mizbeach being in association with the notion of tshuva. He develops it that way, the notion of kapara, that's how he goes with the Shem Yishmuel, then he develops it perhaps in a fairly different vein. The same idea, the notion of the kiyor is a hachana for Kedusha, and it's already an experience of Kedusha and Tshuva. Rav Moshe, in his Darash Moshe, has a very interesting insight as well in this connection, that the Torah emphasizes whether you go to the Mizbeach HaChitzon or whether you go to the Mizbeach HaPanimi for Ketores. Now, why does the Torah emphasize again the Mizbeach HaPanimi? Mizbeach HaPanimi for Ketores, the Kohanim Romakti Ketores, it was a once-a-lifetime experience, because they didn't give Kohanim extra chances to do it, because the Gemara says Torah brought wealth, and therefore everyone has to have their own chance to win the lottery, as it were. And therefore, you could have thought, says Rav Moshe, that if it's something that you're psyched up to do once in a lifetime, who needs special hachanas? After all, I mean, it's once in a lifetime. It's this is it. Yeah, the hachana is there. It's built in. He says, no, you can't look at it that way. Every Maisa Mitzvah has its own integrity and requires proper hachana, proper kavana. And therefore, don't think that because the Torah is something that it's your special occasion to rise to the Maktik Torah, it doesn't need the hachana of the kiyor, it doesn't need the tshuva of the kiyor. Every experience of mitzvahs, you can't just make it, it's there anyway, there's a certain formality, you have to go through the process of introspection and tshuva, and the Mitzvah Shem, from that, mechazik yourself in Avodas Hashem.